Chapter 22. Dr. Pace shook Corin gently awake. He blinked his eyes.
Yes, what is it, Doctor?
She straightened up and pointed a finger back toward the excavation chamber.
Jens has got something on those beetles you brought back.
Really? So soon?
She's good. What can I tell you?
I guess. Thanks. Give me a moment. Corin slowly sat upright and pulled the soles of his feet together. Snugging his heels in as close as he could to his groin, he leaned forward, stretching out aching muscles. Using Jedi techniques to get rid of the pain was nothing, but that wouldn't give him back the flexibility tight muscles stole away. The hike back from the lakebed village they'd seen had been uneventful, and Corin hadn't minded Ganner's silent brooding. It gave him time alone with his thoughts, and what he was thinking demanded lots of brain sweat. In his years with the Corellian Security Force, he'd seen plenty of cruelty. Among the criminal classes, the strong tended to prey upon the weak, which really came as no surprise. In a world where the only rule was that the most lethal individual was at the top of the food chain, cruelty became a survival trait. Corin had seen the result of hideous tortures and casual cruelty. While all of it had been horrible, none of it quite equaled what he saw with the Yuuzhan Vong beating that prisoner to death. What got to Corin about the death was that the poor slave had clearly gone mad because of the growths on him. And the growths were something the Yuuzhan Vong had caused to become part of him. It struck Corin that if the growths were meant to be used as a means of control, one wouldn't want those means of control to be something that eventually drove the slave beyond control. It would be akin to fastening a restraining bolt to a droid that eventually started issuing random commands that required the droid to be destroyed. From what he had witnessed, Corin began to get a sense of something else going on with the Yuuzhan Vong and their slaves. The abandon and apparent glee with which the two had killed the slave suggested to Corin that this was something they looked forward to. It almost seemed as if the small shells were presents that would unwrap themselves and give the Yuuzhan Vong a chance to indulge themselves in something they found pleasurable. It also seemed to be something beyond recreation for them, which disturbed Corin. While the growths were useful as a means of control, they were also meant to do more. It is as if the Yuuzhan Vong want to inflict pain and suffering just to see how long it takes for their slaves to break and run. The problem this idea gave Corin was that he primarily understood slavery in terms of greed. With a slave, one got work with minimal compensation to the worker, very economical for the owner of the slaves, especially if the slaves could be controlled enough that revolt was impossible. Using the slaves as agony engines just made no sense unless the pain in some way sustained the Yuuzhan Vong or had some other significance for them. If that is true, this invasion is going to be worse than any war of political or economic gain. Victory for the Yuuzhan Vong demands that every sentient creature live in pain. He shivered, then rolled to his feet. He pulled on his blaster belt. His lightsaber dangled at his right hip, just in front of the holstered blaster. He adjusted the belt until it rode snugly on his hips, then descended through the passage to the excavation chamber. In addition to Jens and Dr. Pace, Corin found Ganner and Trista waiting for him. Ganner just glared at him, whereas Dr. Pace turned to Jens and nodded. The blonde archaeogeneticist waved a hand at a holograph that showed images of all three beetles. Despite having only a couple of specimens of each beetle to work with, I've been able to figure a number of things out. Mostly, I've been analyzing their excreta. Corin arched an eyebrow. Bug dust? Jens rolled her blue eyes.
More than that. The sentinel beetle, the one that raised the alarm about the slave, is fairly unremarkable. The other two, though, are interesting. The littlest ones are excreting a compound that is being laced into the soil. Chemically, it's a lot less complex than stink, but its molecular makeup is such that it bonds to the olfactory neuroreceptor sites in the slash rats. It's what is keeping them away from that camp, since all the dirt there, as far as the slash rats are concerned, is permeated with stink. The beetles are making synthetic stink? Corin frowned. That's some fairly advanced genetic engineering, isn't it? Jens shook her head. Not really. These beetles, along with a lot of other life forms, ourselves included, have a symbiotic relationship with microscopic organisms in their bodies. We might chew food and produce acid that breaks it down further, but it's the bacteria in our guts that takes complex molecules and chops them up into things our bodies can absorb. They nourish themselves on the food we provide too and give off waste products. In this case, some of the bacteria in the beetle's gut produces this stink-like substance. Engineering a bacteria is much easier than engineering the beetle. They're just the packaging for the bacteria. Ganner nodded and pointed to the image of the middle beetle. What does it do? I've been analyzing the gases it gives off, and it is producing a lot of carbon dioxide. The content of carbon dioxide in the valley, based on the air in the sample bottles that you filled there, is elevated beyond that of the rest of Bimio. If I had to guess, since you've reported the growths on the slaves are hard and rock-like, the elevated carbon dioxide content might be promoting growth of the things on the slaves. Trista bit at her lower lip for a moment. If enough of those beetles were let loose, could they raise the carbon dioxide content enough to help the world retain heat during its outward orbit? The blonde geneticist thought for a moment, then shrugged. It's possible. I don't have the sort of planetary data needed to figure out how long it would take, but if these beetles are prolific in their reproduction, it could happen. Staving off the winter would utterly destroy the ecosystem here, since we'd have moisture but too little solar energy to let the plants grow. The Schwepi come out of hibernation early, the slash rats nab them, then the slash rats die of starvation. Corin tugged at his goatee for a moment. Jens, you've managed to use the equipment here to manufacture stink, and you know how to manufacture kill scent, right? She nodded. Could you, with the equipment you have here, create a bacteria that would, instead of manufacturing that artificial stink, create an artificial kill scent? Jens shook her head. We don't have the right stuff for making such a bacteria. That would take a lot more specialized gear than I have here. Corin slammed his right fist into his left palm. Sith spawn. If we could get the slash rats to overrun the Yuuzhan Vong camp. He pointed over at the corner where the mummified Yuuzhan Vong remains had been recovered. We already know the little beasts have a taste for them. Jen's face brightened. Oh, if that's what you want, no problem. The equipment I have here would let me create a virus that would infect the bacteria that produces the stink, inserting new genetic coding that will make it produce kill scent instead. For that matter, I can make another that will stop the carbon dioxide concentrators, too. Corin smiled. And could you produce a virus that would make the Yuuzhan Vong themselves exude kill scent? Killer sweat? Possible. I can check the bones here for viral traces and work from them. Jens positively beamed. Which one do I start with? Corin was about to answer, then Dr. Pace slammed her fist down on the table with a holoprojector on it. None of them. The older Jedi Knight blinked. What? She'll do none of them. Pace stared hard and unblinking at Corin. Unleashing such viruses could trigger a worldwide calamity that would alter Bimiel forever. Unleashing them will counter the Yuuzhan Vong attempt to do exactly that sort of thing. Corin pointed back toward the surface. If the Yuuzhan Vong succeed in making changes to the ecology of the planet, they will use it as a base to continue their conquest in our galaxy. We have to stop them, and given the resources we have, using this sort of virus is our best bet. Jens can probably tinker with it so extreme cold will kill it, destroying the viruses when the planet gets to the apex of its orbit. Not tough at all. Pace turned and pointed at Jens. You'll do nothing of the sort. Trista weighed into the fray. You seem to think, Horn, that we're somehow involved in your fight with the Yuuzhan Vong here. Corin's jaw shot open. You're up to your neck in it. Best case here is that they're just scouting, Worst case is that they've come to recover the body of a lost explorer, and you're sitting right on top of it. You dug it up, have measured and analyzed it. They might consider that some sort of desecration, and they might be looking to destroy anyone who would do such a thing. She shook her head. You don't understand. We're just here to study this world. We are just observers. Oh, I understand that attitude perfectly. I question whether or not the Vong will understand it, or will see the distinction as significant. Corin looked past her to Ganner. Your thoughts? Dr. Pace and Trista are correct. Your plan could lead to a planetary holocaust that could render it sterile. Ganner's comment brought an adoring smile to Trista's face. There is another alternative. Trista nodded. There, you don't need the virus. Corin's eyes narrowed. And that choice is? We go back and do what we should have done last night when you stopped me. Ganner's hand dropped to his lightsaber. We stop the Yuuzhan Vong very directly. Pace got a sour look on her face, and Trista's face drained of color. Ganner, you can't take that risk. It is what I do, Trista. You're right. You and the others here are not combatants. Enlisting you in this struggle would compromise you and your beliefs. Corin and I will protect you as you make your escape. Corin turned back to Dr. Pace. You've seen the flaw with his plan. She nodded. You can't kill all the beetles because you don't know how widely they've been spread. Even destroying the Yuuzhan Vong won't counter their work. Still, I can't authorize this sort of action. I understand what you're saying. Corin sighed. I'd also like to point out that, like it or not, combatants or not, you're all right in the middle of a war zone. While I respect your position, we might do well to bring everyone in here, tell them what's going on, and let them vote on what we should do. Dr. Pace fell silent as she considered his proposal. Corin purposely shut himself to the mixed emotions pouring off her and instead stretched his senses out to encompass the whole of the cave complex. If she goes for the vote, gathering up the 20 people here and polling them won't take long. Corin suddenly frowned. Ganner, counting us, how many people are here in the cave complex? 20. The quick sneer on his face dissolved. But there should be 22 here. 2 people are missing. Trista shook her head. No one is missing. Vil and Denna just went out to their meteorological station to fix the antenna. They stopped gathering data last night and headed out before you two returned. Ganner blinked at her. You let people go outside? Let them head away from the base? Her head came up defiantly. Oh, so only you Jedi are brave enough to escape slash rats and do your duty? We've been here dealing with this world's perils for longer than you have. Dr. Pace dug for a comlink. She switched it over to a particular frequency. Vil, this is Dr. Pace. Report. Only static came back through the open channel. Sith spawn. Corin spun on the ball of his right foot and started pacing. If the Vong have found the remote reporting station, they might have disabled it, given their hatred of technology. They could have left something in its place, something that those two disturbed. The Vong come out and get them. Trista shook her head. There is no evidence to suggest. Ganner reached out and took Trista's shoulders in his hands. He turned her to face him. I find you intelligent, passionate, and fascinating. But you know, as well as we do, that the chances are excellent that your companions are now Yuuzhan Vong captives. No, no. She shook her head, lashing her shoulders with black hair. I never would have let them go if I thought... Corin held a hand up. Doesn't matter. You let them go before we had proof the Yuuzhan Vong were here in the present, not just in the past. We have a problem, and we have to deal with it. Could be that Vil and Denna will come wandering back in with a comlink that had a bad power cell. Dr. Pace swallowed hard. And if they don't? Someone will have to find them. Corin forced a weak smile onto his lips. And I think I know where our search will begin.